defense the last four games. Much better than early in the game. What's been the difference?
Well, I mean, again, I think every week we're trying to improve and get better, and you know, the communication, you know, gets better amongst everybody. So it's not just, you know, one thing. So collectively as a unit, we want to continue to get better as these weeks roll on. So that's, you know, young guys getting experience. That's huge. So, you know, a lot of the younger guys early in the season, you know, they're in this, you know, getting their play time early, and, you know, they're learning, you know, while you're out on the game field. So as a unit, we're getting better, you know, and just keeping the work throughout the season, get better every week.
Rob, injuries are so much a fact of life in the NFL. How do you continue to roll along while still understanding the, for lack of a better word, the humanity of, hey, this guy's worked hard and now he's in a situation where he might not be able to play anymore for a while, and all he's put into it?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate to, you know, to have injuries in the NFL. That's just the part of the business. And, you know, from experience, I've had injuries before. You just have to, you know, focus on what you can do. And, you know, again, I think that's just the part of the business that you have to deal with as the season progresses. There's going to be things that come up that are out of your control. So you just have to, you know, do your best to adjust on the fly and continue to push forward.
Does this team have a particularly strong mindset in not allowing an injury to come? Excuse.
Well, again, I think that, you know, the team's very mentally tough, and, you know, that starts back in our off-season workouts, mini camp, training camp. You know, that's where you put in all that hard work, and, you know, creates that mentally tough attitude. So, again, I think that it's unfortunate that we've had some injuries, but you just have to look forward and continue to push and have that next man up mentality.
Down here. Yep. Just, you know, you guys were without Jamie Collins today, and that sort of came late in the week. I'm curious, from a player's perspective, you know, when you find out, how do you sort of adjust to that, and how late was that, you know, for you this week after going through the week?
Yeah, again, with his situation, again, that's just one of those situations that you have no control over. So you have to just, you know, do your best to move on with the guys that are going to be out there, and you know, have that communication level just as good from when Jamie's there and when he's not. So, again, it's stuff that you can't control. And, you know, I think that Freeney did a great job, you know, stepping up. Mayo was out there doing a great job. So, you know, the guys that are stepping in have experience and they're good football players. And, you know, we all have confidence in each other to play together and play well.
How much of those interior linemen help you and Chandler Jones outside pass rusher?
Yeah, I mean, those guys, again, the more push you can have, the better. Again, I think across our whole front, we have guys that are very disruptive, and you know, they do a great job. So it's a great collective bunch of guys that are playing fast and playing hard and playing for each other.
Rob, just wondering, a key part of that game seemed to be the end of the first half. They had a drive that really ate up a lot of time, then the start of the second half, mm-hmm. and then you recovered the fumble. That seemed to be a really important part of the game because they were trying to play keep away. I just wanted to get your thoughts on how patient you had to be as a defense.
Well, again, it's the bend but don't break mentality, knowing that you don't want to have some of those long drives, but I think that they had a good game plan as far as getting the ball out of the quarterback's hand quickly and, you know, not holding it very, very long back there. So, again, you got to give them credit for some of the things that they were able to do on those drives. But, you know, Allen Branch made a great play to force that ball out, and I was able to jump on it, and that was that. So, at the end of the game, you don't want to have that touchdown scored on you. But again, just having a mentality of let's give our offense as many opportunities as possible, knowing that they're, you know, great, and let them do what they do best and move the ball down the field. So us as a defense, yeah, there's things that we want to work on, get better at, and we still have, you know, eight more to go.
Rob, I know you were asked about the mental toughness in dealing with injuries, but from the standpoint of physical adjustments and those made by your coaching staff, when they have to go to guys who've never played positions in the past, like Cameron playing left tackle and putting Brian at right tackle, as long as you've been around here, have you ever been surprised by anything with this coaching staff in terms of its preparation for any contingency? And how much confidence do you guys have as players under this coaching staff that they'll be able to adjust to whatever happens?
You know, we have great confidence in everyone that's on the football field. You know, again, I think it goes back to the things that we work on in training camp and mini camp. A lot of guys, you know, the more positions they can play, the better it's going to help our team. So if you have guys that can move around and have had experience at different positions, speaking for myself as a defensive end or a linebacker, again, it's going to help the team out. So the more guys that you have that can move around, it's going to help the team. So again, you know, we have a lot of guys that are flexible in the things that they can do.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.